Good morning with Q106 News. I'm Barry Wright. Illinois State Police continue to investigate a fatal crash that happened Monday afternoon at Wyandotte After School Camp in Chatham. According to an ISP report, around 3:20 p.m., a vehicle left the road for unknown reasons, traveled through a field, and into the east side of the building. The car traveled through the building, striking several people before exiting the other side. Four people were killed in the crash, 2 7-year-olds, an 8-year-old, and an 18-year-old. Six additional children were taken to area hospitals, and one remains in critical condition. The driver and sole occupant of the vehicle was not hurt and taken to an area hospital for evaluation. Toxicology reports are pending. The cause of the crash remains under investigation, but this does not appear to be a targeted attack. No additional information is available at this time. Senator Tammy Duckworth is endorsing Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton in the 2026 Democratic primary for U.S. Senate. Capital News Illinois reports Duckworth announced her endorsement Monday morning. She cited Stratton's understanding of the middle class and track record as Lieutenant Governor. Duckworth's endorsement for Stratton comes just days after Governor Jamie Pritzker also endorsed her. The support from two of the state's top Democrats comes before any other candidates have entered the primary field. A Metropolis man was recently arrested and charged with home invasion, aggravated battery, and aggravated assault after he struck the victim 3 times in the head with a baseball bat while sleeping in the living room and was shot at twice by the offender but missed at a home in the 1800 block of Ferry. Metropolis police say the victim identified 65-year-old James H. Smith as the offender and learned he lived at Hummus Apartments. Surveillance was set up while search warrants were being obtained. Smith was seen leaving the complex and taken into custody. Once the search warrant was executed, officers located the bat as well as ammunition matching the casing found at the scene. Smith was booked into the Bassett County Detention Center. The city of Carbondale announced Monday that it's the recipient of a $2 million Research in Illinois to Spur Economic Recovery Implementation Grant to fund Phase 2 of the Downtown Entertainment and Events Plaza. As part of the state-funded program, Governor J.B. Pritzker and the Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity has awarded a total of $10 million for 9 community revitalization projects, which will enable grantees to implement projects aligned with economic recovery plans developed through a RISE planning grant. The city previously received over $2 million in grant funding from the Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunities Rebuild Downtowns and Main Streets program to construct Phase 1 of the Downtown Entertainment and Events Plaza. Construction on Phase 1 began in September of last year and is proceeding at a rapid pace. Full details about the grant and this project can be found on our website's news page. You can find more news at Q1063.com. I'm Barry Wright. Have a good day.